For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to deal with an outbreak of deadly fires. The campfire destroyed nearly the entire town of Paradise. There's only three roads leading out of the mountainous town. The Skyway is the main road, and it runs along the spine of a long ridge with steep canyons all around. The high winds didn't allow for aerial support, and the gridlock caused some people to burn alive in their vehicles and their homes. So far, 25 people have died, and 100 people are still missing. West of Los Angeles, two separate fires are raging. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says that crews are mindful of the often unpredictable winds.
There's a lot of fuel that has not burned, that we're concerned about the fire jumping out and coming behind us and burning parts of this area that have not burned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump blames forestry management for the California fires as the number of deaths mount. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says Saturday was a difficult day of recovering bodies.
14 additional bodies were located, which brings our total number to 23.
President Trump's tweet blaming gross mismanagement for the devastating California wildfires, sparking a backlash from top firefighters associations, politicians, and celebrities. He doubled down today in another tweet, again blaming forest management, tweeting, "With proper forest management, we can stop the devastation constantly going on in California. Get smart."
A defense lawyer in Central Virginia has asked a judge to order the removal of a portrait of Confederate General Robert E. Lee for his African-American client's upcoming murder trial. The lawyer argued that this client should not be tried in the courtroom unless the painting is taken down, and that it could have a prejudicial effect on the jury hearing the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush are this year's recipients of the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Vice President Joe Biden presenting it to the couple at the Philadelphia History Museum on Veterans Day. Biden says the commitment veterans and their families give to America is why initiatives like the Bush Institute are, quote, critically important, and he commended their efforts to honor and assist the brave men and women of the U.S. military. It's the second year that Biden has taken part in that Liberty Medal ceremony, last year presenting the award to late U.S. Senator John McCain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The fall by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her Supreme Court office on Wednesday, which broke her ribs, brought a greater awareness to the problem. John Clemens reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports every second of every day an older adult falls, causing the loss of life to 27,000 Americans. The CDC also reports falls account for 7 million others being injured, with an estimated cost of $31 billion for treatments paid for with annual Medicare costs. With more than 10,000 Americans turning 65 each day, the number of fall-related reports of loss of life and injuries will continue to surge unless preventive measures are taken. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.